Hey there, and from the sound of the music, we're back with another Radio Fishin'. Yes, indeed, Fishin' Frank, Robert, and Captain Robert. We got Roberts all over the place today. I don't know what's going on. It's like we're being, I'm not going to say infested. I'm going to say we're being overrun. Infested might be the wrong word. Okay. Now I turned on your mic after you give me a hard time.
That's all you get from me for today.
So what's up? You've been doing a lot, but you've your family, you're going through issues with your family, so you haven't been on the water a whole bunch. But
no, not a whole bunch.
How's the wife?
Wife is good.
Yes. Yeah, she is.
Stress-free.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's hot. That's okay.
Oh, God. All right, this is where we start editing, right?
Sorry, guys.
As long as you don't pull out any photos, I'm good.
All right. Okay, there goes Robert.
We lost him, didn't we?
Yeah, okay. So, we're going to do a fishing report. Yes, this is actually a fishing report. So, Robert, how do we Captain Robert and Robert? So, Robert, you heard any fish up? Let's start up in the Peace River today.
There's still a bunch of redfish around up there, still isolated along the islands, still mixed up on the food source. You know, they're eating crabs, shrimp, cut pinfish, cut ladyfish, kind of mix it up still. Same way with all over the harbor, pretty much, for the redfish. There's some whiting starting to show up along the edges of the main channel on both sides of the island there, 75. Been a few black drum up there. Even caught a couple of the Atlantic croaker again that we're starting to see more of here in the year past.
Moving down to 41?
Same animals. A few more trout closer to the 41. Some better whiting. The snook bite's been decent at night. There's even been an occasional tarpon down there at the bridge at night. Not a lot, but a few.
And then if you're going to move up around towards Hog Island?
Hog Island's got a mixed variety of redfish. Most of them are on the small side, but the upper small side, like 16 to 20 inches. The top of Tippy Canoe has a few bigger redfish, and out on the outside around Hog Island on that grass flat, not necessarily right up along the bushes, but scattered all over the flat, there's some better redfish. And some decent trout and even a few pompano.
Algebeen's been hot and cold in the sheephead, but
yeah, temperature's starting to get just about right where they should start kicking off real good. You know, algebeen's one of those really cool wintertime spots where when it's good, it can be absolutely incredible, but when it's slow, it's pretty
dismal. It's got a light switch. Yeah. It's like, okay, fish are biting. Okay, now they're not.
Yeah, I think the coolest thing about algebeen is that it's literally its own micro environment because there's so much structure so close to the piers.
Two big bridges, two trestles, and a
trestle that's unoccupied. You know, you can't even get on that one unless you're by boat or standing on the seawall.
And 100 years of junk people threw out of trains as the trains went over that trestle for years. And even today, there's a lot of people very inconsiderate. They figure if it goes underwater, you can't see it, it doesn't exist. So they're still throwing
stuff there. It worked for
BP, why not? Yeah, they work for BP. Yeah.
Wow.
Still sick from the oil spill. Damn you, BP.
That was Robert Lugowitz.
Yes. That's
I'm
okay.
Not even going to try to spell it.
All right. As we're going to work our way down, coming out of the Mayaca River, going down the west side of the harbor.
The west wall is scattered. Redfish up along the mouths of the creeks and under the bushes. The better redfish are still scattered out on the flats. A lot of snook starting to show up over there on the west wall. They're starting to move out of the intercoastal a little bit more. Still a large number down there, but we're starting to see more scattered snook along there. A few cobia have been seen cruising the bar. Not too many people catching them, but seeing a few of them. And the trout action's been hit or miss, but they've been better quality trout over there.
Okay. You know, Captain Moore, if you decide to, if you've heard anything, you know, just jump right in anytime.
Yeah, no problem. So. I'm going to wait till you hit the Gulf.
Okay. And so I guess that takes us down to Cape Hayes and into Bull and Turtle Bay.
Cape Hayes has still been scattered. There's a lot of bonnet heads on it, a lot of small trout, some good oddball flounder. Pretty kind of scattered still for the most part on Cape Hayes Bar. It's consistent but not banging. reds and trout in Turtle Bay have been up around the flats, scattered throughout some of those deeper sand holes, especially on the backside where that first shack is at, that little trough there.
Been right out some in better front, just behind the manatee signs, there's that big flat out there, a lot of trout in that right now.
Yep. And then going over into Bull Bay, if you're fishing through where the cut is, going from Turtle into Bull, there's a lot of little redfish scattered around them with a few bigger fish, but you're going to hunt for them. And still mix it up with the bait. White bait, if you can find it, is working okay. The white bait seems to be working, getting fish interested. You know, as far as getting them kind of excited.
Don't worry about your phone, Robert. It's radio fishing. It's Frank's show. I mean, nobody cares if the phone's ringing or not in the background.
The white bait's kind of acting as a feeding response for some of those fish that are lethargic and not super active. But they're not really chasing. It's just kind of waking them up and getting them excited. And if you pitch in a cut bait or a shrimp, they're eating that. I don't know what it's about, but it's kind of odd. And there's still some bigger mangroves and some sheep's head underneath the shacks in Bull Bay and right in that first cut in the main entrance.
All right. Now, if you're going to go up the intercoastal along the tailing flats, which next impossible to get into most days.
Yeah. You need an airboat pretty much to get in there the last week or so. It's been pretty... Pretty tricky.
Interview with Jeff, and he's been fishing right outside the bar with a nice Spanish mackerel trout right outside the drop-off before you get up on the tailing flats in Gasparilla Sound.
Yeah, been a few bonnet heads and some little Atlantic sharp nose and black tips in there, kind of scattered inconsistently, but enough to be aware of them, try to understand your sharks, because some of them are little baby bulls and lemons and other varieties.
Take a pocket attorney.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you might need one.
Going up into Lemon Bay a little bit more as you're working up the intercoastal, the Placida Trestle, tons of sheep's head moving on them, mangrove snapper, oddball pompano. Some big jacks have been hanging out between the trestles and moving up past Eldred's, basically working along that kind of northern edge of the ICW, heading up towards Lemon, I guess. And then once you get up into Lemon, all the redfish have been hanging out underneath the boat docks for the most part with a few snook, some better sheep's head. The sheep's head and trout are scattered out in some of the sand holes on the flats there. And same way with up around Stump Pass. Stump Pass has had some really, really good quality whiting also there.
So just kind of encompassing along the beaches, because, you know, we've got all the way up there from the mainland and that all the way down through to Sanibel. How's the fishing if you're just going to go out, walk the beach, and cast a bit?
A lot of whiting. Been some decent sheep's head right at the mouths of any of the passes. Some good mangrove snapper. Spanish mackerel have been kind of moving in and out with the tide and chasing some of those glass minnows and some of the schools of white bait that have been out there. The white bait is scattered out there on the beach, but it's super concentrated in little spots. Some of your bigger fish are following back in too. There's been some big bull reds in the early mornings and at night off the beaches with some bigger snook. Even been some bigger sharks following the mullet back in that ran out on this last full moon to go spawn. So you're starting to see kind of a little mixed variety, and it wouldn't surprise me if some of the kings follow some of those mullet back in where you might hook one of those in the past.
We're sitting in such perfect temperatures right now because it gets a little bit cold for a day or two, then warms up, and we're staying, you know, 65 to 75 degrees. I mean, this is ideal fish catching stuff. Now, Captain Moore, what's going on the Gulf?
Well, I don't have any firsthand knowledge, as I told you, but... you know, some pretty reliable reports from some captains coming out of Captiva and Redfish is the mangrove snapper bite has been unbelievable, and the size of them, and you know, shrimp.
Guys catching 20-inch porgies out there.
Yep, and just a slew of. I mean, they're targeting the mangroves and catching a slew of different stuff, but shrimp is obviously the best bet. But they're in, you know, 30 to 40 feet of water, natural bottom, and they're just. You know, just killing it and coming home with, you know, a cooler full of fish and sore arms. So,
and going out a little deeper, Robert?
If you want to go out real deep, the loop current out there is running 81 degrees at about 75 to 80 miles out around the ridge. So if you really want to try to get into the potential of a marlin or some big dolphin, wahoo, along with big scamp and grouper bottom fishing, that out there right now is like ideal temperature to catch a variety of pelagics. In a little bit closer at about 40 miles out, the scamp have been doing pretty decent, some pretty decent gags too. There's even been a little bit better dolphin, you know, like in the 20 to 28 inch range out there. Still some kings. The mangs, obviously, we're talking about. The lane snapper have been phenomenal from, you know, 3 to 20 miles out. Still some good porgies, grunts, and even a few sheep's heads still out there lingering around out on those natural bottoms or the artificial reefs.
Now, if you're coming back up inside, Gasparilla Sound, down around Pine Island, through Ponderosa, anything going on down there?
Well, a lot of scattered redfish and trout, some bigger trout in some of those deeper sand holes. The redfish have been kind of, there's some good quality fish down there, but they're in real little tiny spots. I mean,
you really
got
to look.
Yeah, you really
got
to work hard.
8-foot rod and stay way back, cast a spot, see if anything's in there, and if there's not, move on to the next one.
Yeah, a lot of bonnet heads down there. There's been some good sheep's head, too, hanging around some of those oyster patches along the intercoastal, especially up there around Patricio and even the Captiva Rocks. You know, some real nice sheep's head, like 5 and 6 pounders.
So that takes us around Jug Creek. Hearing scattered reports, a little bit of bait here and there, but more on the outside of the bar.
Yeah.
Not getting it catching a lot of bait, but been some bluefish and some Spanish there on that north end of Pine Island, Jug Creek.
Yeah, they've been scattered kind of throughout the whole harbor, but they are definitely more concentrated on that north end of Pine Island, Boquilla, Jug Creek. Even on the backside of Cayo Casa there around Pelican Bay, right there out on the entrance in the little bit deeper trough, seem to be that whole area seems to be pretty heavy with the bigger Spanish. Not great numbers, but better quality.
So,
and 3 and 4 pound bluefish, which is kind
that's
of...
That's nice for here.
Yeah.
But let's take us down to the Indian Flats and Matt Lachey area, Two Pines.
A little bit down there. I haven't heard a whole lot in the last few days because the water's been so shallow. The guys have been having a real hard time getting in there. Most of them are catching trout on the outside edge there where it starts to get into a little bit more consistent, stable water where they can actually float. If you're willing to get out and wade a little bit, some of those deeper pockets in those creeks and shoreline there have been holding some better redfish in them.
You pretty much got to walk to them, though, most
you're
days.
You're going to walk a ways, too. So it's been a little tough with these low tides down in that area.
All right. Coming up the east side of the harbor there?
From basically just the south side of Burnt Store up to Hobbs Point. Scattered redfish and snook right along the edge of the bar. Mangrove snapper have been right at the entrance into Burnt Store, along with some trout starting to fall in there a little bit, but they're usually the typical little guys. There's been some small sharks, some bluefish, Spanish, right on the outside of the bar in about 3 to 5 feet of water. A few bigger trout, even some silver trout mixed in with them. And then if you get up towards Hobbs Point, that seems to be a little bit better from Hobbs to the backside of Hobbs, where they're getting some better redfish with a whole lot of little guys, some bigger mangrove snapper. Some juvenile tarpon starting to move up inside there along into Pirate Harbor, too. And then just on the north side of Pirate Harbor, it seems to be a lot of little trout. Bendable, you know, great for taking out kids or anyone who's just trying to learn how to fish. There's a phenomenal amount of just smaller trout and bonnet heads there.
Yep.
So you can at least bend the rod.
Popping cork, number 2 wide gap, 37-140 must add wide gap hook. And makes catch really simple. You don't have to deal with the problems of getting a circle hook out, and it never got hooks, always hooks in the mouth. So when you're taking kids fishing for those trout, use the popping cork, a shrimp with a 37-141 mustad, and you're going to have a great time and no issues. Nasty circle hooks you can't get out of the fish's mouth, or the J hooks, which they're swallowing, go to the Kaylee hook, and that'll take care of all those problems. Coming up to Alligator Creek, there's been a lot of people catching fish in Alligator Creek.
Yeah, it's been kind of a mixed variety there. There's been a lot of small trout still on the outside working their way in a little bit. Some scattered bigger redfish, a lot of juvenile reds, even been some bigger tarpon moving up inside there.
Okay. Ponce de Leon. Anything happening over at Ponce?
Black drums, some small mangroves, a few bigger sheep's head. A lot of the mullet dumped out of there on this full moon, so you're going to start to see mullet coming back into there. Been hit or miss in there. If you're trolling, there's been some big jacks and a few bigger snook too through that whole channel there, going up into the rim canal there.
Yeah, hearing lots of stories of jacks and PGI, big snappers, lots of snook in PGI. I mean, been amazing up in there. Anything good thought of the day?
This weather is supposed to be really nice for the next 3 or 4 days before that next front comes through. I think like Sunday, there's supposed to be a little bit of rain, I think. Maybe might be some wind with it, but it's hard to say. But these definitely the next 2 days, take advantage of it. Get out by the passes or run offshore. I mean, there's so much variety in life right there along the intercoastal and along the near shore reefs.
King, Spanish, bluefish, everything's out there. Yeah. It's a great time just to put in out there, Placida, anywhere in that area, and just head out into the Gulf a little bit and enjoy some calm water.
Absolutely.
Any thoughts? Now, whenever we have a guest, Captain Moore, one of the things I always like to ask him is, if you were going to leave today, where would you go? What would you use and what would you expect to catch?
If I was going out today, I think I would take Robert's advice and head to the intercoastal or near shore. I get away from trying to use, if I'm targeting the snapper and the porgies and stuff like that on the bottom, from using any white bait or anything, just go strictly to shrimp. You just can't beat it. You see a huge difference in the bite. But I would target some of my natural bottom spots and target that. And try to take advantage of some of the Spanish mackerel and all that on the near shore, beaches and whatnot. So I think that's exactly, he read my mind. Actually, he stole that from me.
He stole that from you?
Actually, I was hoping he'd hit you up so we could go fishing tomorrow or something, but you got to work, so
yeah,
that doesn't do me any good. That's just selfish reasons there.
Well, I can tell you, what an episode of Wishing I Was Fishing. I got to tell you, the crowd loved it. Everybody loved it. We've had a great time. And I can hear the music trying to cut through the crowds in the background. And we have Robert and Captain Robert Moore with us today. And it's been a nice... If you can't find fish after that, you're going to have to rethink this. But basically, a bunch of fish out in the Gulf. This is Fish and Frank, hoping you're enjoying radio fishing, and we'll be back with more later.